use hymn 51 as our psalm based on Psalm 100. Hymn 51. Lesson from 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. For you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. If you wanted a text with a lot of religious buzzwords, this one would be a pretty good choice. We have blessed, God, Lord, mercy, begotten, hope, resurrection, heaven, faith, salvation, revealed, praise, honor, and glory. Let's focus on one phrase that includes all those concepts, but with maybe different words. Peter says that because Jesus rose from the dead, we have a living hope. And he also calls it an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away. Another translation says it this way, an inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. First of all, it is an inheritance, not something we earn. Our heavenly home is a gift to us from our Heavenly Father, purchased when Jesus died and rose again. It is given to us through the Holy Spirit by the means of grace, the Word, and sacraments. Baptism washes away our sins, preparing us for heaven. Preaching, absolution, and the Lord's Supper proclaim and deliver to us the forgiveness of all our sins. By the authority of Christ, the pastor says, I forgive you all your sins. And through the pastor, Jesus himself gives to us his very body and blood, the very things that he used to purchase our salvation. He says to us, this is given and shed for you for the remission of sins. We know we haven't earned it. We know we haven't chosen it. It is a gift of God's free grace, an inheritance that is a promise and foretaste of heaven. Now, on the last day, Jesus will point to things that we have done, things that we have done in our life. And he will say, but he won't say, oh, you were such a good person, I'm going to let you into heaven because of that. He will say, you showed your faith by visiting the sick, helping the poor, and loving your neighbor. Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And that's what the saints in heaven are enjoying. The saints in heaven that we commemorate this week, and who are they? They are our fellow Christians of all times who have gone before us. Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham and Sarah, David, Ruth, Mary and Martha, Lazarus, Peter and Paul. Or maybe you think of your grandparents, great-grandparents, dear cousins and friends. They enjoy joy. They experience joy beyond what we can understand. Sometimes we call heaven our Sabbath rest, because there we will have pure joy with no toil, no labor, no worry, no sadness. No longer will we be sick or troubled or frightened. The saints in heaven experience this joyful inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. It can't be taken away from them. While we are still here on earth, the devil will try to take away this inheritance. But the gift itself is certain and sure. Satan may try to get us to ignore it and reject us, but the Holy Spirit will come and help us. As Peter says, we are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. This inherited joy is also unfading. We will not get bored in heaven. The blessedness will not be something we get tired of. Each day will be as glorious and wondrous as the time before. It's something we can't imagine because our earthly life has ups and downs, happy times and sad times. But in heaven, there will be no sadness, only pure, unfading, and undefiled joy. Trust in God's abundant mercy for you, and thank him for this free gift of salvation that is a living hope, a sure and certain future, an inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Look forward to heaven. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Please rise and we continue with the Te Deum on page 114.